Recently, the Breathe Project and the Carnegie Museum of Art put on an art and air quality awareness event they called Breathe Better Day, in coordination with the museum's ongoing exhibit, Monet and the Modern City. Speakers from various environmental organizations gave presentations on the sources and effects of air pollution in the Pittsburgh region. The exhibit includes works from Impressionists like Camille Pissarro and Claude Monet, and American paintings of Pittsburgh's own industrial aesthetic by the likes of Aaron Gorson and Joseph Stella. The Allegheny Front's summer intern, Jack Austin, spoke with some of the people at the event, including curator Akemi May.
I wanted to really tie it into sort of Pittsburgh and to the region and to really pull from our permanent collection. So the industrial imagery really spoke to me. That's why we organized this exhibition, which is in large part about the sort of depictions at the turn of the century of a modern industrial landscape.
I think that people really respond to art in a very personal way, and they bring to it their own past and their own experiences.
My name's Lois Bauer Bjornson, and I live in Scenery Hill, Pennsylvania. We're about 40 minutes south of Pittsburgh, and I grew up along the Monongahela River. I remember the stories that my dad told me about at my grandparents' hotel when they couldn't hang the sheets out because of the time when the coal mines were, you know, there was soot everywhere, and it was nothing to have 2 inches of coal dust on the window sills.
I've heard from a lot of people who have come to this exhibition, you know, that they struggle with looking at these and seeing the aesthetic beauty of industry, which at the time that these artists were creating these images, they did look at smoke and fog as being very sort of romantic and indicative of power and prosperity. But we, as modern audience, look at it with a totally different lens. You know, we think about it in terms of air quality and pollution.
Michael DeMonte. So I came because I'm interested in our environment. I live in Cranberry, so I'm downwind of where this cracker plant, where the Shell cracker is going to go. I am impressed by the relevance of art in, you know, social issues, how important it is for us, and how artists can touch emotion in society that might bring about more action than the scientific facts and figures. The paintings by Monet of the bridge strike me in how blurred that image is. It's surprising that such a famous work, looking at it today, is so mottled. And that's the way it looked, because the pollution was so very, very bad. And at that time, the artist did not recognize that to be a bad thing. He didn't recognize it to be poisonous. He saw it as beautiful. Today, maybe we have some of the same choices. We're looking at something that we think is advancement, and it's beautiful, but there may be hidden problems.
My name is Suzanne Seppi, and I'm with Group Against Smog and Pollution. Air pollution in general in Pittsburgh, we've been ranked very poorly. So we're here to talk to people and try to get them involved in calling their representatives and talking about bad odors or asthma problems and saying, you know, really, you have to do something about this. There's no reason why Pittsburgh shouldn't be a cleaner city. And I guess I want people to feel that urgency.
If you'd like to see the exhibit for yourself, Monet and the Modern City runs until September 2nd at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Pittsburgh. The Allegheny Front's Jack Austin produced that story.